Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming on Thursday, November 19th. It'll be broadcast live from Superior Livestock's office and studios and seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, that's SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise will start at 7:30, and the video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time with 27,200 head, 5,200 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, over 14,000 weaned calves, and 2,300 beef dairy crosses as well. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call at 800-422-2117. Thursday, November 19th, 8 a.m., folks, Superior Livestock's been delivering dependable for over 30 years. Check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Lots of speculation and conversation going on now about who might be a part of President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet. As Secretary of Agriculture, not a high-profile position within that cabinet, but it could be a real battleground for the progressives, the left faction of the Democratic Party, trying to assert their will over President-elect Biden. The name that we're hearing more than any other is more of a centrist, a more moderate candidate. That's former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp. However, that will not please the progressives at all. They're pushing hard to dump her. They say that she's got too many ties to big agriculture. And as a result, they're wanting to see someone a lot more radical, a lot more left-leaning to be the first Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration. Could be Congresswoman Marsha Fudge from Ohio. The progressives seem to like her a lot better. She would have no direct ties to anybody within mainstream agriculture, it seems. And she would be talking more about food stamps, and she would be pushing hard to try to get farmers and ranchers to embrace climate change. Now, as far as the transition team that the Biden camp has put into place for the for USDA, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue told us over the weekend that he knows several, including the head of that team, Robert Bonney.
I have a very good relationship with a lot of the folks that are actually on that transition team. I think the positive thing there is that they're very pragmatic people. They are not idealist or looking for, you know, dramatic shifts. They understand, you know, the issues that are out there. I think the real trick is going to be, as they fill out a lot of positions, it's going to make sure that we keep that kind of pragmatic and really practical common sense approach for all of these positions.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue on the battle that seems to be brewing philosophically within the Biden camp over who will be within the Biden cabinet, but also in some of the down positions under secretary type positions within USDA. We've got 95% of the U.S. corn crop now harvested, 96% of the U.S. soybean crop now harvested, according to the latest crop progress numbers. That's about even or a little bit ahead of the five-year average, but way, way ahead of a year ago. Only had 75% of the corn crop harvested at this point a year ago, 89% of the U.S. Soybean crop harvested at this point a year ago. Cotton crop now 69% harvested. That's a little bit ahead of the five-year average of 64%. As far as winter wheat crop is concerned, looking pretty good in Oklahoma, 55% in good to excellent shape. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.